Joining us from the National Weather Service in Northern Indiana is meteorologist Kyle Brown. Kyle, I understand some things got a little bit interesting this morning with some, we heard about a tornado in the Chicago suburbs, but what kind of happened up in Northern Indiana, if you can recap us on that?
So we had a 2 to 3 rounds of thunderstorms, depending on which location in northern Indiana anyone was at. First round produced mainly damaging wind gusts and some hail. But then as the cold front approached during the early morning hours, then we did start to receive some reports of a possible tornado. So this morning, our office is working closely with emergency managers to take note of what they are seeing there on the ground, and we will deploy teams as needed. So we're still working closely with emergency managers to assess that damage.
Gotcha. And you're also trying to work to confirm to see if there was indeed a tornado. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. So far, some of those tornado warnings did have a spotter confirmed tornado. However, we still need to get our boots on the ground and once again work closely with emergency managers to put those pieces together and see the fine details of that damage to make the definitive decision.
All right. And what does the rest of the day look like for you guys up there?
Oh, thankfully, maybe just a low chance of a passing rain shower here. Otherwise, cooler, less humid, and we're looking dry through most of this week.
All right. And what do you think? I know in the central part of the state, we're going to be experiencing kind of cooler temperatures. Is it going to be kind of that way for you guys also with temperatures dropping into the 70s? What's it look like from a humidity and, you know, mugginess standpoint?
Notably less humid. So dew points right now are closer to the low 60s, which is feeling very comfortable. We're seeing lots of observations here in the low 70s to upper 60s. So it is certainly a refreshing change of pace from the heat and humidity we had over the weekend.
Okay, I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
John, if you do want to see our event summary, you can visit weather.gov/IWX.
All right, fantastic. Kyle Brown from the National Weather Service in Northern Indiana. Kyle, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.